Developing skills for Invalsi. Listening comprehension. Task 6. Listen to an interview with Janet Irving, who runs a computer camp for teenagers. You will hear the recording twice. While listening, match the interviewer's questions, A to J, with the answers, 1 to 8. There is one extra question that you do not need to use. The first one, 0, has been done for you.
Thank you for coming to talk to us today, Janet. Give us a little bit of background about the camp idea at TopTech.
Example.
Thank you, Damien. TopTech was formed almost 25 years ago by a group of 4 computer studies graduates who felt that schools and colleges weren't developing students' computer skills enough to equip them for the future. They understood that computer studies, as it was called at the time, wasn't a high priority on the school curriculum, but they could also see the benefits of providing teenagers with the means to develop their technological creativity. So TopTech was founded.
Question 1.
It began running after-school courses for students aged 14 to 18. Although now courses are open to kids of all ages, from preschool upwards. The demand for these after-school technology clubs grew and grew. So one of the founders, Gillian Brewster, came up with the idea of Tech Camp.
Question 2.
It was initially based on the model of the typical American holiday camps that kids often go to during their summer holidays. Local teenagers would come to the non-residential camps in central London from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. every day and learn about basic computer programming and robotics.
Question 3.
It is, but as the general use of technology has grown and changed over the years, so have our courses. We now run residential and non-residential courses all through the Christmas, Easter and summer holidays in various venues throughout the UK. And whereas our courses used to be attended by local teens, nowadays we have a great mix of UK and international students.
Question 4.
On the residential courses, students can opt for a single room, a shared room or a dormitory, and we like to encourage students of different nationalities and cultures to share accommodation. It's a great way of building long-lasting friendships and helps to encourage a team culture.
Question 5.
Advancements in modern technology mean that most children who come through our doors don't know what it's like to live without a smartphone, a laptop, or a tablet. They have grown up using multi-screens with 24-hour access to the internet, but we find that many kids don't actually know how their different technologies work. That's our first step at camp. Going back to basics and looking at how and why something does what it does. That's the interesting thing for them, and it often opens their minds and inspires the design of new technologies.
Question 6.
We take our students through the basic principles of coding and computational thought and encourage them to get creative by trying their hands at building their own robots, developing 3D game design, or even making a short computer animated film. Anything is possible.
Question 7.
Students can come to camp for a minimum of 1 week and a maximum of 6. Each week we have a different theme, so our kids never get bored. They generally work in small groups on a weekly project. Then on Friday afternoon, it's tech battle time. That's when they have the chance to showcase their work and win prizes for the most creative project.
Question 8.
Well, they can visit our website, contact us through social media, or simply do it the old-fashioned way and pick up the phone. Our website is www.toptech.co.uk and the telephone number is 0800 9191.